Good morning. It's 8:26 a.m. Thursday, August the 31st, 2017. You sound like a radio DJ. Thursday. So, yeah, I'm walking along, bopping to the music. Forget all about turning on a recorder. So, okay, this is going to be a short one. I was about a half a block along before I realized, wait a minute, something's not right here. Because walking along there, I shouldn't be listening to music. I should be talking out loud. So I'm thinking about the story. I'm thinking about Suicide Run. And the idea that I'm going to throw away 44,000 words is, I'm not 100% convinced that it's the wrong story, because I've spent a lot of time thinking about what the story might be instead. And I like this story. I just don't like the way it's being done. So, I got some bone. I got some flesh, but I have no muscle in this story. And I'm thinking, well, rather than throw the whole thing away, what do I need for muscle? Now, I had an idea yesterday on the walk, which I will not share with you at the moment. I will share a word, lumino, but I'm not sure where that comes in. I have had sort of the epiphany that the muscle needs to be, what do they want? The muscle needs to be, why are they doing this? And at the moment, their sole motivation is, we're not doing very well. Maybe we should try something else. Which doesn't actually get enough attention as a motivation. It's not really a very big hook. Although, I could probably make it work. But I need, in the first book, they had a problem. Natalia needed a part. And she couldn't afford the part where she was. So she went someplace else and got the part. Got a couple parts, actually. And she had an adventure along the way. Because life is what happens when you're planning for to do something else. Oh, yeah. So I'm getting a little bit excited. I'm walking a little bit faster. I'm a little bit winded. I had some good tunes. I had my walking meditation coming out. Had some good tunes in the second half of the first mile. Winter is coming. I say that because there are leaves down all over the place here this morning. I'm not exactly sure why. I don't think it blew that hard last night. Some yellowy trees here. Leaves changing. Lots of flowers still. Some of them have gone by. Some little tiny roses that are quite aromatic this morning, quite delightful. There's a big flowering wisteria vine on the fence across the street. It's covered with big orange blossoms. I think I met this lady coming the other way. Good morning again. Not somebody I've seen out before, but I don't mean squat. with a stroller and a baby. Baby in a stroller. There's a lady that walks this circuit with a dog in a stroller.
Good morning.
Good morning. Ah, it's gorgeous morning. It is gorgeous out here. There's some high puffy clouds. It's a lot of blue sky around. It's a lot of pale blue sky because there's some high thin clouds up there too in places. But the sun is up. It's not going to be a scorcher. It's going to be in the high 80s, but that's pretty, for this place, that's pretty low trauma in August. I don't think we've had a day over 110 all summer. Now, the first few years we were here, we'd get 3 or 4 110, occasionally 120 days. Very short periods of time, it would boost up and then drop back down again. I don't think we broke 100. Might have had 102, but I didn't notice it. Of course, I don't go out in it anymore very much, which is why I do the walk in the morning. Ideally, I do the walk early enough in the morning. This lovely breeze, which is cooling the sweat on my body. Squirrel having a fit up there. I think it's a squirrel. Maybe a grackle. There's another big drift of wisteria. I think that's what it is. I think it's a wisteria. It's huge. Coming over the top of that fence. It's beautiful. Last day of August. I guess this makes this weekend Labor Day weekend, doesn't it? Parsec Awards will be awarded virtually this year. There's no Parsec panel at DragonCon this year. It's probably just as well. Okay, now this is going, whoa, I just stepped out of the shade, and yeah, now I'm kicking myself for not walking at 7 o'clock instead of 8 o'clock. Get ready. Say it with me. Monk post. Ow. Slapped that one a bit hard this morning. This guy has an old BMW, one of the old boxy BMWs. It's painted a deep forest green. It's very sharp. It's very, very retro looking. Just walking along, almost drowsing on my feet here, listening to the birds. There's a blue jay off here. I think that's a blue jay giving somebody a ration, a piece of his beak. It was windy last night. There's brush down here. There's stuff scattered on this car. Okay, that's down because it was cut. There's apples all over the ground. Maybe there was weather last night and I wasn't aware of it. Oh yes. So today's festivities, I gotta take the kid over to work at 11. I have late dinner tonight because she doesn't get out till 6, so I'll grill some chicken and keep her a plate with this. Some of these lilacs are turning color already. Jet plane. I need to check and make sure my laptop will actually shift over to do a projection. I got the HDMI plug a couple of weeks ago and I plugged it in and then went to test it and then got sidetracked and battery died. I have to go plug it back in again. I need to get my presentations put together. Whoa. What crap. Because a week from tomorrow is Colorado Gold. I get to meet David Goffin, or Gorin. I'm going to have to find out how I'm supposed to pronounce that guy's name. Colonel Flynn said it was Gorin. Like Gorham, but almost Gorin. And I've used pronouncing the GH in the middle as Goff. Goffin. Goffin. So that should be fun. I've known him online for many moons. And I get to meet him in person is going to be a treat. Okay, having that road pushed through has made things way more convenient. And the concern about the traffic, there was always a concern about the traffic, that we push that road through, there's going to be more cars coming through there. But the truth is, the reality is, that hasn't happened. I think in large part because the only most of the people who are running back and forth between here and there are people who live in this neighborhood or very, very near it, because there are easier ways to get to the far side over there than to come down through this road. Which isn't to say there aren't people who use it for that. But I honestly can't say that I've noticed a lot of extra traffic because of it. Okay, walking along the side of the park on a ragweed. A few little yellow flowers sticking up through. Some Texas tacks, and it'll be delicious later. I've been picking nose out of my boots for months. See, where's my spiny poppy? Oh, there it is. Wow, it's really coming along. It's four blossoms on it. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 blossoms from... half from yesterday, half from today. A lot of seed heads. I wonder if I could plant those. They're wickedly impractical. Because they really are spiny. They're almost like a cactus. Might be fun to grow a little patch right there alongside the road. Well, I think the lawnmower guy was here today. It smells... yeah, there's a lot of fresh clods. It smells like fresh mown grass. There's little soft tire tracks in the sod. It's beautiful. A few people have commented on the tire tracks in the picture. And I think that was the city spraying for noxious weeds or something. Because those tracks, there are like 4 or 5 sets of them up along, parallel to the sidewalk. They come right up to the berm and then back off. So somebody was doing something in a vehicle there that required a vehicle. I'm thinking it was a sprayer. And here I am, at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.